Hello there, my name is Michael Hansen, and welcome to this edition of the Blind Cool Tech Podcast. Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am 17 years old. I live in the western suburbs of Chicago, Illinois, just about an hour west. I am a junior in high school right now, totally blind, and I make audio recordings of trains. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, why trains? You know, can't you, you know, most people record music or something. But, you know, I think in the blindness community, there's a certain amount of, we have a much more greater appreciation. You know, there are lots of people that take photos of trains and like to photograph airplanes and stuff like that. But I do audio. I got into the hobby in 2003. When my mother took me on an Amtrak trip to Springfield to visit my grandfather, who is now deceased. And in Springfield, you know, on the trip back, just the sound of the engine coming in and the horn and just the whole train experience really got me to really interested in listening. And so I had my tape recorder on me, and I like to find that tape and listen to it sometime. It'd be funny, I think, to hear how young and railroad illiterate I was back then. But I spent a lot of time in the next couple of months there. I spent some time recording Metra trains. Metra is the commuter railroad in Chicago. I spent some time recording Metra trains, and finally got my hands on a tape recorder, and in August, this was March of 03, so then in August, 5 months later, by the end of August, I had a microphone along with my little Radio Shack tape recorder, and by 2004, I'd switched, gone digital, or tried to, and in 2007, I wound up getting a stereo, high quality. I was doing stereo since August of 2004, but I went CD quality uncompressed stereo in 2007, so that was kind of cool. That's what I've got here. The first recording I want to share with you is a recording of Amtrak's train number 300. This is the northbound Lincoln service train, which travels between St. Louis and Chicago. This is the Lincoln service train number 300. It's an early morning train. It was getting, about the time I made this recording, it was about 6:45 on the, probably about 6:40. I don't remember the exact times, but it was about 6:40 a.m., and I made this recording in downtown Springfield. We were down there clearing up my grandfather's estate. My parents were down there, and so my dad and I went out to the tracks, and it's a pretty amazing recording. The horn that you're going to hear in this recording is a Nathan Airchime K5 LA. It plays, let me see if I can get this right. D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, B, and D sharp. So for those of you music folks, it's D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, B, D sharp. Okay. So it was a pretty cool recording. It's one of my favorites. I was thinking long and hard about what recording I will. Not long and hard, but it took me a couple minutes to think about what recording I wanted to start out with here. But this is a recording, and you'll notice the engineer uses a lot of the horn blasts are the same. The standard grade crossing sequence for any road, pedestrian, any public railroad crossing where a public right, a public road or sidewalk crosses the railroad tracks generally, is two long blasts, a short, and a long. And Springfield was just crossing after crossing after crossing, which was kind of fun. I liked it down there. But some engineers, like this guy, use the automated horn sequencer pedal on these units, okay? Press a pedal, and the computer it's computer controlled. The computer controls the horn, and you can press that, you know, press that pedal once, and it'll keep going nonstop, as you'll hear, until you either press it down again, or if you manually override it, and you'll see he manually overrides it when he gets into the station. Engine number 207, that's a Genesis locomotive built by General Electric, GEP42DC. And without further ado, we're going to go and take you to Springfield, Illinois on Monday, October 8th, 2007. Oh, what fun that was. I couldn't believe it when that guy pulled in and he blown the horn that much. You usually don't see horn blowing to that extreme downtown Springfield. But nonetheless, it was quite a show, at least in my opinion. The departure was pretty uneventful, so I won't go into that. I won't take up your time going into that. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe his conductor got up there and read him the riot act, because it was not nearly as loud as the arrival. But you know, we had a south wind that morning, which I think really helped us out getting the good audio. It's really hit or miss down there with the wind. You either get a really good take or you don't. In March or in early 2007, I'd have to probably say it would probably have been more like November or December of 2006. Amtrak, the national passenger railroad here in the U.S., started rebuilding its 500 series engines, the Dash 832 BWHs, sometimes known as P32s. These engines were purchased in 1991 as to replace the aging F40PH locomotives. And Amtrak bought 19 of them. They were the strangest engines. They were built off of freight locomotive design with some modifications for passenger service, like the ability to provide head-end power, that is, lights, air conditioning, etc., to the train, that type of thing. And anyway, Amtrak began rebuilding these engines. The first engine to come out from the rebuild, I'm all wrong. Oh, good grief. I ought to remember my own, my Amtrak. I believe the first engine to come out was the 507, and that was actually in 2006. I was only thinking of the 508 when I was talking earlier, so sorry about that. Any rail aficionados that are listening, I was wrong on that one. Anyway, 2006 July, the first engine to come out was the 507, and that one went straight to California. I believe the next one to come out was either the 505 or the 503. Whatever it wasn't too impressive. Well, if it was 505, it was, yeah. It's the Canadian horn. We'll get into that in a sec. But anyway, 508 came out in March, and it just so happened that my father and I had found a new location to record trains at Lumber Street in downtown Chicago, just south of Union Station, just south of the Amtrak yards there. Almost in the middle of the Amtrak facility. But anyway, it was on private property somewhere. It wasn't Amtrak property. It was we parked in some parking lot and managed to set up there. There was a fence in the way, but would not appeal to the sighties. But didn't matter to me at all. But anyway, the 508 came out, was running, and I said to my dad, I said, "Well, you know, we got to go get this." So we went out to Lumber Street, sat around for a while, and then the 508 came, and it was pretty cool. Those engines have a couple of notable things that really endear them to me and to some other people. For one, the bells are very unique. You only saw them the older style of GE Bell. They were on a lot of older GE freight locomotives, again, General Electric. And for those music folks out there, that bell rang a G sharp, as most of the those older GE bells did. For another thing is the Hornet 508 was exceptional. It was a K5LA, but it really blew me away, no pun intended. It was as good as you could tell. It was very smooth sounding, not at all rough or unpleasant. It was a very nice sound. The engine came back a couple weeks later. It was running. Meanwhile, this train it was on was the Hoosier State train 851, 850 and 851. It was 851 going westbound. The Hoosier State is a train from Chicago to Indianapolis that ferries couple passenger cars, but it's also takes broken equipment from Chicago to Amtrak's Beech Grove shop. Did a lot of that more, I'd say, when these recordings were made versus now. But anyway, the 508 had just come out of Beech Grove, and they were testing it on that train. And I was satisfied, but I wanted one more. So 508 came again on train number 851 on Sunday, April 8th, 2009, and 2007. Jeez, what am I thinking? Boy, came on again in April 8th of 07. A little colder, as you could tell. I think the temperature in the last recording, it was 2 weeks earlier on the 25th of March of 07. Temperature that morning was probably in the 60s or around 70, but this day it was nice and cold, and you could tell because the pitch of the horn was lower. Colder it gets, the lower pitch the horns are, and this is train 851 on April 8th, 2007. Okay, lesson learned with that one on my end. In preparing to play this for you, I realized I had not done, I had been in the process of remastering a lot of these recordings, and I realized I had not done, remastered that particular recording yet, so I went and did it, and I had lowered the volume so that I could apply some EQ effects, and unfortunately, I forgot to raise the volume. So, for what it's worth, we'll raise the volume up a little bit and see how it sounds. There we go. Sounds so much better at full volume, don't you think? A little shift in gears here. I don't know what people like and what you guys don't like. So if you guys have a preference as I go through my stuff here, feel free to email me at amtk62@gmail.com. Again, it's A as in Amanda, M as in Michael, T as in Tina, K as in Kelly. The number's 62@gmail.com. Let me know if there's, if you like, let me know what you guys liked and didn't like. So, yeah. Okay, I'm going to take you now to a railroad crossing that is no longer in existence. Unfortunately, last year, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe, BNSF, and the city of Aurora, Illinois decided to close it. Really ticked me off. It's McClure Road. It's milepost 35.25 on the very busy Burlington Northern Santa Fe Chicago subdivision. Burlington Northern Santa Fe is a freight operator. On this line, you can see pretty much anything. Coal trains, intermodal trains, you know, transporting goods and stuff. You know, they even have some oil trains and that sort of thing. And Amtrak runs through McClure, and as does Metra. Metra runs from Chicago Union Station out to Aurora, the Aurora Transportation Center out there. So the Chicago Sub, pretty active place. And this is a recording I found out about this eastbound coal train with the BNSF 9393, which is an electromotive division, EMD SD70ACE, and 9468 trailing, which is an older SD70MAC. Sound-wise, I think they sound pretty much similar. I really haven't heard a difference between the two of them yet. They look different, I've been told. I hear the ACEs look better, but, you know, I wouldn't know. So, yeah, you know, my sight's kind of going on me. Anyway, here we are at McClure Road as this eastbound coal train comes up the grade. Up a little bit of a hill, The horn is a Nathan Airchime K5LLA. It's a K5, you know, just like the K5LA, except instead of the high note, the high D sharp, there's a note that plays low B. So it's low B, D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, B. Real nice chord when it's in tune. But anyway, here we go. This is eastbound coal train at McClure Road, September 28th, 2008. Could really hear those engines pulling for all they were worth. It's about as fast as they could get that train up the hill. I really don't think I've seen a coal train go through there very fast. And for those of you guys, pro audio guys, sorry about the lower quality there. I know it makes my ears want to bleed too, hearing it now. Okay. Well, another hot spot that I made audio recordings at, still do, this one's actually open, is La Fox Road. La Fox Road is on the Union Pacific Geneva subdivision there. And got a lot of different trains that run through there. This is only freight and Metra. Metra runs from Chicago's Ogilvie Transportation Center to Elburn's depot out there in Elburn. And I've been recording at La Fox ever since the expanded service started in 2006. And I've had a heck of a good time out there. We had a resident that didn't like me making recordings out there because the engineers always saw me and they always gave me extra horn, but we never really heard from him after he called the police, and the police came over and talked with us, and then they said that they get calls about crazy stuff like that all the time, and said have a good day. So we never heard from that guy after that. So, anyway, this is La Fox, and I'll play for you a recent Metra recording that I made over the summer. This is cab car number 8465. What I mean by a cab car is it's a coach car. If you can imagine this, a coach car that is has a locomotive cab on the end of it. So, in the space where there would be some seating, these are two-level coach cars. In the space where there would be seating upstairs, there is a locomotive cab has been installed, or at least the controls for a locomotive cab, so that the engineer could operate the train. You know, aside from the engine, it's kind of like what you would see in an electric train, or a subway, or an L, or you know, anything like that. But this is cab car number 8465. Has a K5 LA on it. This is the best K5 LA on Metra. It's has the old number 5 bell. The notes, the bell, they're called bells. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, K5 LA is 1, 2, 3, A, 4, A, and 5. And it's an old number 5 bell, and it's pretty good. It's one of my favorites, and these are two recordings I'm going to play. The first one is a distant recording that I made of him coming into the station. I don't know why he was blowing his horn, maybe for some track workers. And then there is the recording of his train departing. This is September 3rd of 2008. Locomotive number 141 is on the rear, with cab car 8465 up front. Okay, I have a slight correction to make there. I believe I said it was September 3rd of 2008. It was September 3rd of 2007. If it were 2008, I don't think I haven't remastered any of the recordings from 2008, and I was just looking at the date when I was pulling it up here in SoundForge to play it. I'm like, oh, dearie me, it's 2007, not 2008. Well, I got two more recordings I want to share with you. I don't want to bore you to death too much here, so I got two more recordings. The first of which is a set of a brand new Burlington Northern Santa Fe Gevo ES44AC Evolution Series locomotives. ES stands for Evolution Series, 44 stands for the horsepower rating, which is 4,400. AC means AC traction. Let me look here. Let me look up the numbers on these units. I don't remember. I believe it was 7206 leading. Let me see here. Okay, it was 7206, 7212, and 7211. I knew it was 7206 up there. This is recorded on February 15th of 2009 at McClure Road. This is actually the last recording I have at McClure Road before they took the railroad, the crossing gates out and made it a quiet zone, a no-honk area. So it's kind of a special recording in a way. I don't know if it's the last thing I recorded there, but it's the last good recording I have from McClure Road. I keep all my stuff, but it's nothing else. I haven't edited anything else from that day. The train you're going to hear first is the low bass that will be, you'll hear it in your left channel, is a Metra. It's engine number 401 leading a westbound train across the crossing. And then you'll hear the horn of the eastbound, and they met right there. And so I was kind of disappointed about that, but Metra got out of the way soon enough, and you take what you can get in this business. Okay, so here we go. BNSF 7206, 7212, and 7211. Sunday, the 15th of February, 2009. Whoops, let's try that again. I didn't have the mics all the way plugged in, and I'm new to this, okay? Sorry, it's my first podcast here, so. Okay, here we go. For real this time. I kind of wish I had been further up there to hear those engines really start to work. He was pulling that train. I don't know what he was doing with that train. I think he was pulling it in the yard. But, you take what you can get. And, that was kind of cool. The horn on that engine, I forgot to mention, was a K5HL. It plays notes. It's similar to a K5... similar to a K5 LLA, and that it has, let me think, It has a 1L, a 1-2, but instead of having a 3A and a 4A like a K5 LLA or a 3A, 4A, and a 5 like a K5 LA, this one has a regular Canadian-style number 3 bell and a Canadian-style number 4 bell. So it plays the notes C, D-sharp, F-sharp, A-sharp, C. C, D-sharp, F-sharp, A-sharp, C. Okay, kind of a nice chord. I prefer the K5. I prefer the K5H, and I prefer the K5H, which plays D sharp, F sharp, A sharp, C, D sharp, high D sharp, D sharp, F sharp, A sharp, C, high D sharp. Okay, so yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, this last recording here, I gotta get going. You know, this last recording here is of the eastbound California Zephyr, Amtrak California Zephyr train number 6. Comes from Sacramento, Emeryville, San Francisco. I believe it starts out in San Francisco, that area. Emeryville, San Francisco, same thing, and goes all the way to Chicago. It's recorded at McClure Road on Sunday, January 13th, 2008. I'm actually going to get the date right. This is my friend Alan Lewis at the controls. As you can tell, he sees me, and he gives me the sequencer pedal. And, yeah, it's nice. Nice little horn on 94. Unfortunately, the horn on this engine does not quite sound this nice anymore. Time, and, you know, they get clogged up with soot and bugs and anything else that happens to fly into the horn bells. But anyway, engines on this train are 94 and 23. Again, a nice little horn on 94. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like this anymore, but so you gotta enjoy it while you can. This is train number 6, Sunday the 13th of January 2008. You know, with that recording, when I said it to a friend of mine, Andy Elliston, who pretty much taught me everything I needed to know about recording trains, when I said it to Andy, he says, "Well, Michael, it sounds like I can hear you getting excited there in the background, foaming at the mouth, just at the pure joy of hearing that horn." And I says at the time, "Oh, no, Andy, you're kidding." But actually, I think you might have been right. I thought I heard myself... Little ways in, I clearly heard myself go, "Oh man, I was excited," but so yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks, to this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Thanks, Blind Cool Tech, for hosting this. And I'll be back if there's demand and interest. I'll be back with another podcast soon. Thank you.